And that set the music on time. That was the Rolling Stones. And Rocks Off. From Exile Main Street. Released in 1972. And that's to commemorate the fact that it was on this day, May 12th, 1972, that the Rolling Stones released Exile Main Street, the second album on their own label. So yeah, 54 years ago today. And before that we heard Billy Squire and She Goes Down from Creatures of Habit, released on Capitol Records in 1991. And that's to commemorate the fact that today's the birthday of none other than Billy Squire, born May 12th, 1950. So he's 76 years old today. That's pretty old. Before that, we heard Ian Dury and Sweet Gene Vincent from New Boots and Panties, released on Stiff Records in 1977. And we heard Ian Dury and Bella Ricky Dickey from Stiff's Live, released on Stiff Records in 1978. And we also heard Kilburn and the High Roads and Rough Kids from Hanson. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Ian Dury, English rock and roll singer, songwriter, and actor Ian Dury. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died March 27th, 2000, age 57. Also here, we heard, starting things off with Ian McLagan and La Di La, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Ian McLagan, born, and I think this is wrong, it says 1946, but it's actually 1945. English keyboardist, instrumentalist, Ian McLagan, from the Small Faces, and later when Rod Stewart and Ron Wood joined the band, the Faces. And then later, a solo. It's a little interesting. It's like, I knew that Ron Wood had a solo career, but I didn't know that Ian McLincoln had a solo career. That's kind of interesting. But anyway, he released that song. And that was La Di La from Troublemaker, released in 1979. So anyway, if you want to join us... Oh, wait. Engine Rare started. That sucks. I guess I'm going to have to see. Engine Rare started, then stopped. It stopped, started, stopped after 12 seconds, then started again. So I guess, I don't know, I'm going to have to... I'm probably going to have to use the Total Recorded archive for this. You're back on RFD now. No problem. All right. Well, that sucks that I couldn't keep going here. Recording NJ Radio Mount Point, NJ Low Mount Point. So, anyway. Seems to be working. I'm just going to check to see if it's working here. Yeah, it says 255 kilobits per second, 15 kilobits per second. So, it seems to be streaming at a decent rate here. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird@eachvillage.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so, and I'm pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. Also, you can join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. And, yes, amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two show featuring theme time songs about Vancouver, and also the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishness, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friends and you need milkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant milkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today.
Unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room or wherever you happen to be right now. This is Radio Free New Jersey.
Yo, DJ T, let's kick it.
Ice, baby.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ice, baby.
Oh. All right, stop. Cooperate and listen. ICE is back with a brand new mission. Agents, grab a hold of you tightly. Drag you to the ground and deport you nightly. Will the brain stop? Yo, I don't know. If you're an illegal, you better hope so. Civilians film how we act. It's a scandal. Light their ass up like a motherfucking candle. Freeze. The flashbangs go boom. I'm icing every middle-aged mother of two. We're deadly. Against the women and the elderly. Anything less than a green card is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better go away. You better have papers. The feds don't play. Show me your border and yo, I'll secure it. If the law gives trouble, DJ T gon' solve it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ooh. Mexican ice, ice, baby. Indian ice, ice, baby. Somalian ice, ice, baby.
Now deportations are happening. With the illegals out, crime rates start crashing. Unless you factor in the ICE homicides, if you don't play nice, you will be ICE deporting them. Once I've done this rap, I start popping caps. If I hear a twig snap over me, I step up like pretty or good. For guys to spray and pray, I guess I aim's pretty good. Trolling, I'm in 2.0, Trump's got the MAGA hat on, so his hair don't blow. On patrol with my homeboy, when Latina baddies walk by. Is you deported? Nah, I just said hi. Pulled up to a Peruvian restaurant. Family business, so I deported Dion, the nephew, and the uncle too. The whole family's on the way to Peru. I say he's looking cool, wearing more than ski masks. You won't be deported if you have a fat ass. It's ironic, but ICE is hot. And unlike the media, we don't need no Photoshop. A middle-aged woman pulls up on you, driving 2 miles an hour, man. What you gonna do? I'll deport you straight to hell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Didn't have jumped in the car and slammed on the gas. I'm a UFO, icing you, an unarmed woman and mother of two. ICE is on the scene, you know what I mean? Supporting people in ways that look obscene. Show me your border and your wild secure it. If the law gives trouble, DJT gon' solve it. ICE, baby, woo. I wrote it straight from the POTUS. Minnesota's on the scene, just in case you didn't notice. I love my country and its constitution. Except for the first two amendments, cause protesters use them. I-T-E-E-D-E-I-L-D-I-E. Make liberals fly. Catch and release is a hell of a concept. We'll put it right, and you wanna avoid us. If you ain't got papers, undocumented, we'll see you later. Separating families, the heart be breaking. But at least the welfare won't be taken by them. It's time to stay so long. If you see an illegal, then sing this song. Show me your border and yo, I'll secure it. If the law gives trouble, DJT gon' solve it. ICE, ICE, baby. Mexicans, ICE, ICE, baby. Indians, ICE, ICE, baby. Ice, ice, baby. Everyone. Yo, man, get out of here. Back to your motherland. Ice, ice, baby. Before, before. Ice, ice, baby. Before, before, before. Ice, ice, baby.
The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact, there's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah, turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Quick announcement to the folks down at Flint's Rum Shack. Whoever is stealing my cigarettes needs to stop. Just because I go to the ladies' room, take a piss, doesn't mean it's open season on my cigarettes. Go to hell, Noon. Those are my smokes. Bye-bye.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show. So join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records. When Decca purchased the Crystal Lake Record Company in 1937, it not only acquired their West Hampstead studios, but also the services of three experienced recording engineers. Arguably the most important was Arthur Haddy.
Blue skies around the corner, walk round the corner with me.
At the start of the Second World War, Decca was approached by the Admiralty to help assist with top-secret work to identify German submarines with radar. As a result of this, Haddy began recording and playing back sound signals at higher frequencies than had ever been done before, ushering in the era of true hi-fi. This became known as full-frequency range recording, FFRR. In 1954, with the birth of stereo, Arthur Haddy, with recording engineers Roy Wallace and Kenneth Wilkinson, developed a now legendary microphone array for capturing the sound of a full orchestra. The Decca Tree captured the power and detail with unprecedented fidelity. Full frequency stereophonic sound, FFSS, was born. And so good has his microphone technique proved that it is still in use by Decca engineers today.
Yes, that was Piper featuring Billy Squire and Out of Control from their self-titled debut album released on A&M Records in 1976. Yeah, I had to get that in because it is Billy Squire's birthday, so I thought I'd celebrate a little bit more. But anyway, it's 20 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the next segment of the show before it's all too far behind. And, yeah, that's theme time. So let's cue the theme time. Yeah, let's cue the theme time intro to the...
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And this week, we're expanding our travel log. We pretty much exhausted the cities that we're going to do in the United States. So I decided to do, some different, Canadian cities. So this week, I decided to do Vancouver, British Columbia. So I thought I'd start this set of music off. Little deck B here. With the Guess Who. A song called Vancouver.
Now or never. Quickly warm. West London alleyways, San Pedro's valley's haze books my mind just like a maze. When I see you around, no, honey, you are not a kid. You know how to keep it in, and I know just what you're saying. In those buildings downtown, and the party's balcony, where you caught up with me. You and I, true and me. But I could have guessed afternoons are losing light. December's moon was shining bright. That's when that you thought you just might settle for the best. We was in Vancouver town, the town that I finally let you down. You was in some evening gown. I was wearing jeans. Sometimes we run alongside each other. Sometimes, babe, it's like there's no other. Sometimes we make horrible lovers. Sometimes we're just mean. The way you kiss my unshaven face disappeared without a trace. Maybe I'll get my own little place overlooking the ocean, Pacific Northwest on a southbound train. Buffalo clouds are hanging above the plains. Some say I'm different, some say I'm the same. Some say I go through emotions, and something did change inside of me. Changed something in the way I see. See those shadows hanging on the street. You can't outmaneuver time. I'm only leaving cause I can't stay. I always loved you and I never paid. I hear that even in LA, Vancouver time. Vancouver time, Vancouver time.
was a pretty good set of music. That was Nazareth and Vancouver Shakedown from Close Enough for Rock and Roll, at least on A&M Records in 1976. Before that, we heard Leif Volbeck and Vancouver Time from Twin Solitude, released in 2017. Before we heard Christopher Cross and Rainy Day in Vancouver from Walking in Avalon, released in 1998. Before that, we heard Genesis. You can't do that on Nintendo. And Vancouver. Nice tune. Thank you. That was from Vancouver from the compilation 1976 to 82, 1976 to 1982 extra tracks. And we start things off with Vancouver, with Guess Who in Vancouver from Guess Who's Back, released in 1979. Yes, that's it for the songs about Vancouver. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, place it with a zero for playlists and show archives. So what do we have? So it's 44 minutes past the hour. So we probably should get to the New Music Express before we fall too far behind. So I'm going to cue the intro here.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And this week, we have new music from the Lemon Twigs. Did it come out with a new album last year? Anyway. Yeah, this is new music from the Lemon Twigs, Neil Diamond, Josh Groban, and, time permitting, The Loft and Strawberry Alarm Clock. So we're going to start the set of music off with the Lemon Twigs from Look for Your Mind, New Music Express on the next show.
They wanna make it big. Doesn't pay to make it small. And you wanna be on top. Reach the heights. Game up in lights. Having it all. What's the matter with the world today? Telling everyone take care. No, you wanna get your way. Every time. About online. Just ain't fair. So hang on. Just a little bit longer. Be a little bit stronger. Things are gonna change. Hang on, just a little bit tighter. When you're traveling lighter, you can get away any time of day. Wait and see. Do we really need more stuff? Know what all the stuff is for? Gotta be enough's enough. Take your time. You're gonna find. Don't need much more. So hang on. Just a little bit longer. Be a little bit stronger. Things are gonna change. Hang on. Just a little bit tighter. When you're traveling lighter, you can get away any time of day. Gonna see. Don't it make you wonder why? Everywhere an emptiness. Used to be about you and I. Now you know. When you go, won't be missed. And you can't have it all. You can't have it all. You can't have it all.
Throw the switch, but you couldn't make the move. You couldn't scratch the itch.
this is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move in there. Hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So overdue I was there. Swept away, I'm stolen. Left the sky far when it crumbles. We will stand tall and face it all together at skyfall. Skyfall is where we start. A thousand miles and falls apart. Will worlds collide and days are dark? You may have my number, you can tag my name, but you'll never have my heart. Let the sky fall when it crumbles. We will stand tall. Face it all together as the sky falls. When it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together at skyfall. Where you go, I go. What you see, I see. I know I'd never be me without the security of your loving arms keeping me from harm. So put your hand in mine and we'll stand at the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will stand tall to face it all. Together at the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will stand tall. We'll face it all together at sky fall. At sky fall. At sky fall.
You know the sky isn't falling.
Stars within the sky, captured in my eyes, shining light that's come. Thank you.
Yes, that was the strawberry alarm clock. And the sky isn't falling. Released as a single on Big Stir Records on Friday, I think. I can probably find the exact date here. Released May 8th. So I was right, yes, on Friday. Before that, we heard Josh Groban and Skyfall from Cinematic, released on, believe it or not, on Friday. We heard The Loft and 1955 from Badges, rather coincidentally, released on Friday. Before that, we were Neil Diamond and You Can't Have It All from Wild at Heart, also released on Friday. And we started things off with the Lemon Twigs and Two or Three from Look for Your Mind, released on Friday. Yeah, there's like new music all released on Friday. Because Friday is the day to release new material. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eatrelates.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends, although I'm going to probably upload my Total Recorder archive for this, because we had a disconnect. And the playlist will be updated probably in about a day. I'm pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. Also, you can join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Yes, amazingly enough, you survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back at hour number three of the show featuring Fun with Fish and a featured artist segment featuring Chris Richards and the Subtractions. Part two, we'll have that right after this.
Radio!
Hi guys, this is Bruce Woody Pokey Boner to
the voice of Gay Creek.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Canada's Texas is threatening divorce and could become the 51st state. Alberta Leaving Canada is moving from bumper sticker to reality as organizers announce they've collected over 300,000 signatures for a referendum to leave Canada. That's almost twice the signatures needed, triggering a vote in October where Albertans can vote whether to leave Canada, along with a series of questions like voter ID and limiting welfare to migrants. According to Prediction Market Kalshi, odds of independence are now 1 in 4, which is up from 1 in 10 last December. So the background here is Alberta is basically what happens if Texas marries Wyoming and then gets trapped in an HR seminar run by Ottawa. More important, Alberta is by far the richest province in Canada thanks to roughly 160 billion barrels of oil. That's about three times the reserves of the entire United States. That would make Alberta the number four reserve in the world, just behind Saudi Arabia. In fact, Alberta's so wealthy, it funds the rest of Canada to the tune of $15,000 a year per household, which bothers Albertans, especially when the rest of Canada is trying to kill Alberta's golden goose, blocking pipelines and imposing carbon taxes to the point Alberta exports just one-tenth the ratio of oil reserves as the U.S. The other half is politics. The rest of Canada looks at Albertans as toothless rednecks, since Alberta is by far the most conservative province in Canada. Last national election, Conservatives won 64% of the vote in Alberta and almost 90% of federal seats. This puts Alberta at constant loggerheads with Ottawa on everything from firearm ownership to free speech and religion. This all came to a head in the 2022 trucker protests against COVID restrictions. In Alberta, crowds lined highways cheering the truckers. In Ottawa, Justin Trudeau seized their bank accounts to try to starve them out while running down grandmothers with riot cops. It's coming to an even bigger head with a bevy of federal hate speech laws that target conservatives and Christians. Multiple Canadian pastors have been prosecuted for criticizing homosexuality, including a former school trustee fined $750,000 and gagged for life for calling transgenderism, quote, biologically absurd, which of course it is. Another Alberta pastor was sentenced to 12 months house arrest for protesting drag queen events for children. Tribunals in BC and Ontario have levied $10,000 fines for misgendering, while Professor Jordan Peterson was famously ordered to pay $25,000 and undergo prenoun re-education or lose his license. So a sex brought to you by The Bitcoin Way. If Alberta secedes, the question is, does it go alone as the Saudi Arabia of the North, or does it join America as the 51st state? Odds on Kalshia running 4 in 5 that an independent Alberta does apply for statehood. Politically, it would be around Texas or Kansas, so red but not super red. Economically, it would also be around Texas or Kansas, smack dab in the middle, but with enormous upside prospects from 10xing oil exports. Alas, new states are subject to the filibuster, and Democrats would obviously block a new red state. At best, they might bundle it with a blue Puerto Rico or D.C. statehood. As for Albertans, whether they go it alone or join the U.S., it would be a vast improvement economically and politically from the abuse they suffered today. Get all last week's videos in a single 20-minute podcast. Search Peter St. Onge wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the 6 of 1 show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
And now it's time for some fun with fish on the next show.
Yeah, I gotta do something about that noise. There's a lot of noise in there. But anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e.us. So this is Fun with Fish. 1 to 3 songs by America's favorite jam band. This week I'm just gonna do one song. This is from the Baker's Dozen. Live at Madison Square Garden. Let me check this. This is from Baker's Dozen Live at Madison Square Garden. This is a song called Blaze On. Fun with Fish on the next show.
Come at you. with higher hopes. But all around are rolling yet with living yokes. You never get too bad, you never get too blue. It must be all those chemtrails raining down on you. The justice of the peace can't help you anymore. And they just took the covers off their justice.
Running through.
song had a sudden ending. That was Fun with Fish, 1-3 songs by America's Favorite Jam Band, at least since the breakup of the Grateful Dead. That was Blaze On, live, taken from the album The Baker's Dozen, live at Madison Square Garden, released in 2018. So that's it for that set of music. So anyway, it's 37 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the next segment of the show before we fall too far behind. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamber.eatrelates.us, channel pound Skyscanner. Here's the intro to the featured artist segment.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
And this is what we're doing part two of Chris Richards and the Subtractions. I'm not sure what I'm going to do in the future segments of the show. But I have some ideas. So anyway, we're up to, that covers that, Volume 1, an EP released in 2009, actually, I can get to go back here. Yeah, it is available as a digital download on November 9th, 2009. So we're going to listen to another song from this album, or this EP, rather. Here's Chris Richards and the Subtractions, and their cover version of the Beatles, Savoy Travi, Savoy Truffle. Subtraction and their cover version of the Beatles' Savoy Truffle. From That Covers That, Volume 1, an EP released in 2009. So this brings us to their next full length album, their second album. Get Your Lalas Out. And here's a review of it. It's released on, it's digital file released on May 11th, 2012. Here we go. This is from a user called Pop Hill. Pop Phil. I wonder who this is. Anyway, Pop Phil posted June 11th, 2012, Get Your Lalas Out is the very epitome of modern power pop. Highlights are Don't Do Anything Tonight is Something They Won't Mind, I'm No Better Than You. As for the rest, the sound tends to be a bit monolithic on the third album by Chris Richards and his Attractions. 3 out of 5 stars. Let's listen to a track from Get Your La-La's Out. Here's Chris Richards and the Subtractions. And Don't Do Anything Tonight. Featured artist is Chris Richards and the Subtractions on the next show. These are two songs by Chris Richards and the Subtractions. That was And Suddenly, and we started things off with Don't Do Anything Tonight. Both of those are from Get Your Lalas Out, released as a digital download on May 11th. Wow, it's almost like the 14th year anniversary of that. It's released on can't find it here. Wait. Yeah, released on May. This page isn't working. Rate Your Music is currently unable to handle this request. Well, let's try another way. Yeah, this is released on May 11th, 2012. As a digital file. Oh, also released on colored vinyl, by the way. So yeah, I just got it as a download. Sorry, let's listen to another track from this, Get Your Lalas Out. Here's Chris Richards and his Subtractions again. And They Won't Mind. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamer.eachrelates.us. Channel Pound Sky Scanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Please deal with a 04 to play this in show archives. featured two songs by Chris Richards and the Subtractions. That was December. And he started things off with They Won't Mind. Both of those are from Get Your Lalas Out, released on May 11th, 2012, as a digital download. So this brings us to their next album. That covers that too, Electric Boogaloo. Releases an EP as digital file on January 7th, 2023. So, listen to a song from this album. Here's Chris Richards and the Subtractions, their cover version of Come On, Come On. These are Chris Richards and the Subtractions on the next show. Oh, shoot, sir.
Come on, 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 come on
sure of two songs by Chris Richards and the Subtractions. That was What's On Your Mind, and we started things off with, what did we start with Come On, Come On. Both of those are from, that covers too, Electric Boogaloo, an EP released as a digital file on January 7th, 2013. So, yeah, it was a the legal matters material there. But anyway, it pretty much does it for part two of featured artist Chris Richards and the Subtractions. Right now, it's the top of the hour, so we probably should get to the next segment of the show, which is Top 10 Worst Rock Songs of All Time. And, by the way, if you want to join us in the hour, so you can join us at gamebird.e88h.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, place to deal with a zero for playlists and show archives. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number three of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back at hour number four featuring the top ten, well, part two of the top ten worst rock songs of all time. This is like numbers 5 through 1. We'll have that right after this.
Was that 6 last week?
The Next Show on Radio 3 Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite. Slick is like wink, but not quite.
You just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car. You're not assuring anything.
Well,
I'm
under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bike who got me on the penis before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
Get some cuffs.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh. Yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? Now, get your hands off me. One cup, look. Save and run.
Yeah, this is kind of late, but this just in. In case you've been in a broom closet for the last few days. Let's see. Oh, Bobby Cox, manager of Braves teams that ruled National League and won the 1995 World Series, dies at 84. Bobby Cox, the folk team manager of the Atlanta Braves, whose teams ruled the National League during the 1990s, and gave the city its first major title as well as World Series trips that fell short, died Saturday. He was 84. Cox died in Marietta, Georgia, according to the Atlanta Braves. He had a stroke in 2019 and heart issues that complicated his recovery. Bobby was the best manager to ever wear a Braves uniform. He led our team to 14 straight division titles, 5 National League pennants, and the unforgettable World Series title in 1995. Braves managerial legend will never be matched, the Braves said in a statement. Cox took over the last place team in June 1990 and led the Braves to a worst of first finish in 1991, losing the World Series to the Minnesota Twins in seven games. That was the start of what was to become a record 14 consecutive division titles, a feat no professional team in any sport had accomplished. Yes. But then, 2006, they had a losing record. So this led to, like, what you could call, like, the wilderness period, where they didn't make the playoffs for about 4 years. Then 2010, he led them back into the playoffs, and then he retired after that. So, yes, this, Bobby Cox, is dead. Oh, here we go. He managed to play for 24 years and led Atlanta his first World Series title in 1995. Retired after the 2010 season and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2014. So, rest in peace, Bobby Cox. He played baseball.
Ryan Braun confessing, and A-Rod, well, he
Yes, the Baseball Project. And they played baseball from third, released in 2014. I'm not even sure that was their third album or not. Let's see if I can find it here. Third. Third or maybe music. Oh, here. The Baseball Project album. Third album, this is the third album. Released March 25th, 2014 on Yep Rock Records. So anyway, 14 minutes past there, I should probably get to the next segment of the show before I fall too far behind. So I don't know what to call it, it's just the wild card segment.
And now, the wild card segment on the next show.
Yes, so this is, we're counting down the 10 worst rock songs of all time. We're down to like number 5 to number 1. So, we're going to count down with number 5, which is Robert Palmer. And Simply Irresistible.
Yeah.
was Robert Palmer and Simply Irresistible from the album Heavy Nova, released in 1988, but that was from the compilation Addictions Volume 1. So, yeah, it was like, I remember the video with the, like all the chicks in tight dresses and all that. I don't know, the song wasn't very good, I'll give you that. So anyway, here's, brings us to number 4 in our countdown of top 10 worst. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us, channel #SkyScanner. Here's number 4, Dire Straits, and Money for Nothing.
Thank you. then?
What's that?
Hawaiian noises. You're banging on them bundles like a chimpanzee.
Oh, that ain't working.
That's the way you do it.
Do it.
Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got the in-store microwave oven. Custom kitchen delivery. We got the movie refrigerator. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Dire Straits and Money for Nothing from Brothers in Arms, released on Warner Brothers Records in 1985. So yeah, it's like, I don't know what to say about this other than it's like, it seems to criticize commercialization of music, yet it is very commercialized. And I also hate the video. And it seems to, like, embody, like, some of the worst excesses of 80s music. So anyway, this is, we're trying down the top 10 worst rock songs of all time. So I thought we might play some songs, that are runners up. Here's a song from the 70s that, isn't really a rock song, but still, it's pretty bad. Paul Anka. and You're Having My Baby.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby, you're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing?
Baby, time to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a distance and I get real high. And I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I
non-blondes, or maybe just like four dark-haired lesbians, and What's Up from Bigger, Better, Faster, More, released on Atlantic Records in 1992, actually. And before that, we heard Phil Collins and Sue Studio from No Jacket Required, released in 1985. And we started things off with Paul Anka, and You're Having My Baby from, released in 1974, that's from the compilation AM Gold, Mellow Hits of the 70s. Pretty bad stuff, I'll say that. So this brings us down to, like, number three in our list of, top ten, worst rock songs of all time. The Doors, and Tell All the People. Now, like, The Doors are a band that, like, if you don't buy into Jim Morrison as a poet, you're going to get not much mileage out of it anyway. But they did release some good songs. Unfortunately, this wasn't one of them. Here's The Doors, and Tell All the People.
Tell all the people that you see, follow me. Follow me down. Tell all the people that you see, set them free. Follow me down. You tell them they don't have to run. We're gonna pick up their feet. Your life's complete. Follow me down. Can't you see me growing? Get your guns. The time has come to follow me down. Follow me across the sea where milky babies seem to be molded, flowing reverie. The one that set them free. Tell all the people that you see, it's just me.
Follow me down.
That you see, follow me. Follow me down. Tell all the people that you see, we'll be free. Follow me down.
Doors, and Tell All the People from the Soft Parade, released in 1969 on Elektra Records. Not a very good album, and that song didn't really help it either. So this brings us to number two on our list, which is Kiss and Tears Are Falling. Now, you see, Kiss has been under a ban on this show because Gene Simmons, he went during the pandemic, he went full boomer mode and said that, like, if you're unvaccinated, you are the enemy walking among us. And he hasn't really apologized for it either. But, I mean, oh, wait. Discord. Oh, yeah, I know Silence Discord. Probably should do that. Well, it's kind of late in the game now, but I'll try to do it anyway. Open Volume Mixer. Let's see. Alright, Discord. There, I silenced it. Anyway, here's Kiss. This is like an indication of like by the mid eighties, it was clear that Gene Simmons was too involved in his movie career to really care about music. Anyway, this is indicative of this. Kiss and Tears Are Falling. And Tears Are Falling from Asylum, released in 1985. That is on Mercury Polygram Records. That was after they Casablanca had gotten absorbed by Polygram. So anyway, yeah, they're doing like this is an honorable mention here. And you may get, I don't know, Kiss, like, I could see listening to that at some point, but even though it's not a very good song. Anyway, here's an honorable mention, Bobby McFerrin, and Don't Worry, Be Happy, counting down the top 10 worst songs, rock songs of all time.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life expect some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. But don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody back to me.
Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried. I'm happy.
Yes, Bobby McFerrin and Don't Worry, Be Happy from Simple Pleasures, released in 1988. So this brings us to our number one on our top 10 worst rock songs of all time. And you knew it was leading to this. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eachoflate.us. Channel Pound Skystorm. It's kind of late for that. But anyway, here's the worst song of all time. You knew it was leading to this.
We built
Starship.
City.
We built the city.
We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city on rock and roll.
Starship, and We Built This City, the number one worst rock song of all time. It may have funded Grace Slick's retirement, but it was pretty bad. And Marconi plays the mom. What the hell is that about, anyway? I have no idea what it's about, but in any case, our time is up. It's 2 minutes past the hour, so I should have Eric and Ernie play us out of here. We ran overtime. Sorry about that, but anyway, we're gone. Ooh. You did too loud. Fireboard off. Anyway, that's the end of the show. If you wanted, oh, by the way, I was seeing these videos where they said, oh, forget about Netflix. Just install your own Plex server. The idea of a Plex server is that you install it on a computer and it finds media and it automatically populates in style like Netflix. This is a pretty good idea. I have a lot of old TV shows, and I can use that to populate my Plex server. But it didn't find anything. All I found was like Doctor Who, and it didn't even find all of them. To its credit, it did find Blake 7 and one season of like Red Dwarf. But yeah, I presume it didn't find it because it didn't have the proper resolution. But anyway, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed about that. As the sun from up above. By the way, the next live show on RC will be the Tom and Darrell afternoon show at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central. And then later you have the Give Me Back the 70s with Jim Pemberton. So stay tuned for Club Impaler Overnight, starring Bradley Impaler. And it's available almost immediately. So anyway, show's over. Goodbye. Oh, by the way, this is number 6 reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something about the fingernails, and yes, drive safely and drink milk. Goodbye. The show's over. Goodbye. Turn off the radio. Turn off the radio, please. The people,